Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
Yes. Do you smell that in the air, Dave?
Are we out near the cow pasture?
No, it's not that pugnant and fragrant. It's something else. It's something completely.
Let me mentally get into this. Let me think.
All right. Yeah. Take a big whiff. Does it smell kind of dusty?
I know exactly where we're going now.
Does it smell dusty?
Praise Jesus!
Well, you know.
Are we diving in head first into the archive, perchance?
Man, I'll tell you what. I was going through the closet and came across this box with about an inch and a half of dust on it. And so I kind of just blew it off a little bit and I opened it up and it was just like Pandora's box.
A cornucopia of stuff, right?
It was just incredible. Now, here's what even makes it even more incredible. Everything I pulled out, because I know that you've had a little bit of stress in your life, as we all do, of course. And I thought, you know what? I've got to try to cheer up my buddy Dave just a little bit here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So I dug around and I found some stuff that we had never put up on ATS Mix. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put this all together because of time restrictions on both of us. And I thought, you know, this would be kind of a nice little flashback of what it used to be like. Compared
Which
to,
may
course,
be, maybe a scary trip at that, you know.
Compared to what it is now, of course. So, I mean, this goes back, you know, back to like 1963.
3 months, doesn't it?
1963. Yeah, that's right. About 3 months.
63.
Now, here's the added bonus on this.
I can hardly wait.
It pays homage to just you.
To who?
To you.
Oh, to me? Why is it,
yeah.
How's it pay homage to me?
Because it's solely you. It's just you that these were all the little bits and thread, member threads, and little discussions and little things that you did. It's just you, my friend. You are the star.
Oh, man. Now listen. Now, yep. I have to tell everybody
all right.
that before we started this little intro thing, yeah. I had a zippity-doo-dah clue. I've been jacking with my mom. She's 84, love her to death, but she's of ill health and whatever. And so I was really tight on time. And so whatever this is that he's created, number one, I knew nothing about. Number two, he did this on his own. And number three, if it's really, really, really good, then I take 50% of the credit. If it totally goes south and sucks, I had nothing to do with it.
You can you to you me.
You to you, Johnny. Do not you to you, Dave.
Yeah.
You dog, you. I can't believe you did this.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, I was looking, like I said, through the dusty old bin, and there they were. I was listening to them, and I thought, those are kind of cute, kind of funny. I don't know. Without further ado, what do you think? Are you ready to listen to a few of these?
I have... Is it all that stuff that we had rat holed for so long and never got used? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, do you want to be surprised, or do you want me to go ahead and tell
surprised.
You?
All right. Yeah, all right. Let's listen to it.
All right. Here we go.
Well, John, you know sooner or later that the master of sidebars is going to have to do a sidebar, and I decided to do a sidebar. I want to talk about a forum that you're very much aware of, I know.
Sure.
And that some people are aware of. But I want to just let people know about how interesting the 10Wiki organization forum is on the homepage at AboveTopSecret.com. And basically, I'm going to give you just a brief little background. TinWiki really is kind of an offshoot of the Wikipedia, or however you pronounce it,
right?
That everybody's very familiar with. It started this free dictionary kind of thing. And a group of members that are really diehard tinfoil hat wearers,
right,
have created this TinWiki thing that's strictly for, you know, these people to have all this beliefs. But I mean, they've got some amazing members that are involved in this. Umbrax, which is a forum moderator, William Wunsack, just a ton. I could go on and on and on and on. And when I started clicking on some of the topics,
right,
they all have shortcuts to this TinWiki site. And my Lord, John, you've been there. I'm
sure.
Telling you, it is really amazing. And so this is really not going to be about a discussion about any particular thing, because it's basically everybody's individual ideas. I want you to drop by on the board home at the tinwiki.org forum thread and click on there, and you are just really going to be amazed. But
and
I recommend...
I was just going to say, you know, the great thing about it is that it doesn't matter if you own a tinfoil hat or not. It's for
That's
everyone.
Right. They have them for rent.
Yeah.
you pick one up at the door. And this is by moderator Fred T. This topic is called Flight Nurse Survives Being Partially Sucked Out of a Plane.
Wow.
I saw this and I went, God, how is this possible? And the person survived. And so I went to it, and this is what I found out. And I think this is just an amazing story. An air ambulance rescue worker survived being sucked out of a plane. This has just happened just this last June 27th. The plane's window blew out at 20,000 feet, caused a change in pressure, obviously, that sucked this flight nurse, who was Chris Fogg, a male nurse evidently, right out of the window.
Wow.
And it happened over Boise, Idaho, and the pilot started panicking, and they started plunging the plane down. I'm paraphrasing now. They
sure.
plunged the chains down to, you know, 10,000 feet, and this guy Fogg, he is holding on like his head, and he said something about that he had a headset, you know, he's listening to music or whatever, and it's whacking the side of the plane as his head's sticking out of the window, and he's got his
Jeez.
Hands keeping him from being completely sucked out of the plane. Now, the thing that's amazing about this thread to me is the fact that Fogg returned to work the next day. I mean, my Lord, I've stubbed my toe before, reported in sick.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. Did you break this? You know, Johnny, since we've been partners, I have learned more about our home here at AboveTopSecret.com than I have learned in the last 18 months, man.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I've never gone into all these other different little areas and all these little tab buttons that they have up at the top of the site. Do you have your browser open by chance?
Yes, I do, and I just wanted to comment that I as much as I think I know ATS or AboveTopSecret.com's website, the more I get lost in it. You know, it's like an archive. It's like going into a library at the Smithsonian. You know, you get
really
a little lost. You get lost.
Yeah, it's really, you know, like going into a library, and then, you know, the big fat broad at the front desk, you know, sends you to that little card thing, and you go through there and have no clue. So this is what I want all the members to do. If you have your browser up and you're on the site home, then what I want you to do is below all the ads, I want you, there's a whole line of little tab buttons there, and I want you to click on Board Home. When you click on Board Home, there's something right below the tabs on the right-hand side, and it has like a Google trademark, and it says Search. Now, right. What you may or may not know, now Johnny and I know, but what you members may or may not know is that is a Google search, but it does not search the internet. It searches only AboveTopSecret.com threads or podcast or whatever. So when you type something in and click search, it searches everything in the Above Top Secret database. Now, I thought this was totally amazing. As an example, and I'm going to be egotistical and go first, type in Dave Rabbit, D-A-V-E space R-A-B-B-I-T.
Incredible! Amazing.
Everything.
Who knew?
Everything that I have ever spammed the site about on any kind of thing I did is right there in front of you now. Okay, right. Now let's take our browsers. Let's back arrow back to Board Home again. Now, let's erase that Dave Rabbit, and let's type in J-O-H-N-N-Y space A-1-N-O-N-O-U-S. I can't even spell it.
You mean like Johnny Anonymous? Is that what you're trying to spell?
I ought to be able to spell this. It's going up right. Our heads are going left. Yeah, at the top, our heads are going right and left. But you get the idea, though. You can search anything, right? All right. So anyway, folks, what we're trying to tell you is on ATS for Dummies for this particular segment, if you will use that Google search that searches the AboveTopSecret.com website, right. You are going to go into a whole different world of AboveTopSecret.com. And I'll guarantee you, anything that you ever hear us talk about in the threads, if you'll just type in a couple of keywords, even if you forget our massive, leading you down the path on where the thread is, if you'll just Google it, you're going to find it. Plus, you'll find hundreds of others that have to do it. And I mean, I'm talking about going back, John, to the very beginning of Above Top Secret, some of these
things. That's
back to
10 years. 10 years of 10.
Wow. And I mean, if that's not enough 10 to sit there and make your teeth chatter, I don't know what is.
Right.
So anyway, that's your ATS for Dummies. And we'll try to do this every now and then and just kind of give you more insight into what a great site and why being a member of AboveTopSecret.com is such a trip.
I feel so special.
You are special. Now, what the hell is that? Listen, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, and, and kids of all ages. Well, no, forget the kids. This is not one you want to watch.
I already can feel this one going.
You're not going to want to watch this one with the kids. But I happened to go to Crockbuster the other night, and I was going up and down the aisles. And, the thing I love about Crockbuster is they always have these movies up there to where you it says, it's a Crockbuster exclusive and all this other stuff. So, I normally pass those by because I can smell some real crock there. But I saw this movie and they had a whole bunch of them on the thing and it was constantly being checked out. And I finally nabbed a hold of one of them yesterday. And the movie is called Perfume. That's P-E-R-F-U-M-E. And it had some provocative little images on the front of the thing, and I thought, well, it says something about a murder. And this is what it says. It's based on the novel by Patrick Siskin. It's a story of a murderer, a story of a deadly obsession set in the 18th century in France. And supposedly it's really about a real person whose name was Jean-Baptiste Girondeau or whatever. He was orphaned as a newborn in the streets of Paris, alone in the world, and he picked up this, and he was a real peculiar child, and he picked up this this thing to where he didn't do a lot of talking early in the movie, but he used to sniff things, like he would sniff dead rats and sniff snakes, and all the kids were making fun of him, and he's just sniffing stuff. So it's like he's got this keen sense of smell that he's kind of developed, okay?
One would think.
And so, then he gets sent to a tannery, and he's doing all this other stuff, and he sees this luscious little young chick that is kind of got his eye, And so he sits there, he follows her, and he's behind her going, sniffing her and stuff, And I'm thinking, boy, this is really going to be a fun movie. I don't know. She starts getting really freaked out by this guy sniffing around on her and stuff, And so she starts trying to scream. He puts his hand over her mouth, and he ends up killing her. He then, and this is the part where you don't want to have the kids watching, he's ripping her clothes off.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hang on. Are you going to tell us the whole movie?
Well, no.
Or are you going to just review it?
I am reviewing it.
Oh, okay.
But if I don't tell you the premise of this guy's obsession, you won't know what I'm reviewing, right? So basically, he sniffs her all over. He sniffs her all over, and he wants to capture this smell. Okay, he decides that he's going to hook up with a guy by the name of Giuseppe Baldini, who is a perfume maker in France, who is played by Dustin Hoffman. Who said Dustin Hoffman doesn't get some class A assignments anymore? So anyway, he goes to work for Dustin Hoffman. He decides that he's going to help him create this this perfume, blah, blah. Dustin Hoffman says there's 11 ingredients that go into it, blah, blah. Anyway, to make a long story short, this guy goes down and becomes this lunatic, and he kills women. He takes all their clothes off, shaves their head, and wraps them up in animal fat with this little fabric. And then he peels off the animal fat, he puts it in this vat, and gets the oil of these dead women and creates a portion of perfume. Now, I know your folks saying, Dave, come on. Yeah, I mean, this can't be a good movie. But tell me, I am telling you, if my life depended on it, Harry Noonan Knight. There is one scene that is worth the $4.95 at Crockbuster. And that is when they're getting ready to kill him. And he has this little concoction of
I guess this would be fast forward. Yeah. Fast forward to where he's going to die.
Yeah, we're two hours into the movie now. And you're going, going anywhere? Yeah, okay. Right. So anyway, this is going to be quick. So he has this little vial that has 11 dead women's scent oil in there. And he has this little, you know, these little fruity little things that the Frenchmen used to wear, you know, back in the 18th century, where they would have this little handkerchief little thing. You know, like they were gay, maybe half of them were, I don't know. So anyway, he takes this thing and he puts this little couple of drops of this perfume that he's created of these 11 dead women, and he kind of gives it a flip in the air, okay? And there's probably 3,000 extras in this movie. This is the point that I want to get to, folks. There's 3,000 extras in this movie, and all of them have their clothes on, okay? He flips this little handkerchief in the air.
You know, anytime you preface something like they've got their clothes on, it leads me to believe that sooner or later they're not.
You know what's coming. But this is what I found amazing about this movie and why I actually went out and bought it.
Don't tell me this.
It was a used movie. It's a used movie. $9.95 at Crockbuster. Okay, so anyway, yeah, it's because this one scene just drives me nuts. But there's 3,000 extras out here. He gets this handkerchief, and he's flipping in the air, and it's got such this erotic, exotic scent to it that people start going crazy. And these 3,000 extras in this movie start taking their clothes off. And I'm not kidding you, folks. Now, I have been an extra in a movie, and I'm telling you, that was a movie you wanted to be in, because there's 3,000 men and women stripping out there in the middle of this 18th century little park kind of thing that they've created, and they're all kissing and hugging and loving, and this numbskull, this mass murderer, is sitting there just, you know, enjoying everything. It gets to the end of the movie, I know, because most of you people aren't going to want to see this movie anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you how it ends. This nut goes back to where he was originally born, and he takes this perfume bottle, and here's all these people, all these peasants and stuff, and he decides, I guess, that he wants to end his life, and he pours this whole bottle of 11 dead women's cologne on his head and drenches himself in it, and now there's like 300 extras that are supposed to be portraying these real sick, disgusting, you know, vagabonds. And now they're enticed by the scent, and they start climbing on top of him like they're going up an elevator or something. And before you know it, these 300 people have completely eaten this guy. And when they disperse, there's nothing but clothes laying there. And I'm thinking that 2 hours and 10 minutes into this movie, what the hell was this movie about? Anyway.
So much so that you went and bought it.
I'm lying. I didn't buy it. But anyway, anyway, Perfume was the movie. If you want something weird, just off the wall, makes no sense whatsoever, with Dustin Hoffman as one of the stars.
I can't believe he was in the movie.
I'm telling you, you talk. Yeah,
here. Do you think he didn't read the script before?
I don't know, but here it says, Dustin Hoffman, Oscar winner, Benjamin Braddock in The Graduate, blah 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 blah. Now stars as a gay perfumer.
Oh, great! Dustin Hoffman as a gay perfumer.
Anyway, I know you haven't seen this, John, so it'd be impossible for you to give it four rabbits up, five rabbits up. But I got to tell you, just for the orgy scene alone, I got to give it five rabbits up. Now, as far as plot of the movie, it would take a hell of a lot of Viagra to get a rabbit to go up, because this is the dumbest movie I have ever seen in my life. But the orgy scene is worth it alone when you imagine that these people are getting what? What do the extras get? A buck a day or something like that? I mean, some outrageous amount of money. And they all and they tell them, okay, folks, and what we're going to do when we say action, everybody start taking all their clothes off and, you know, and... having some fun with each other. God, I would have loved to have been there. That would have been so cool. Anyway, that's all I got, John. Oh my God. And until next time, I'm Dave Rabbit.
And unfortunately, I'm his co-host, Johnny Anonymous.
And the balcony is closed.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.abovetopsecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.